Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Stutsman County 4-H Coordinator, Robin Barnes, joining us. And Robin, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for taking some time. Even so, with no fair going on this year, 4-H has been extremely busy so far.
Oh, yeah.
And we have you on today to talk about all the latest happenings going on this summer. The first of which, Robin, you wanted to speak to the supporters and sponsors of 4-H. You are still very much welcoming their support during this time.
Oh, definitely. You know, when we put on the 4-H fair part of the fair that has been canceled, we send out sponsorships and we get great support from everybody around here. And when the fair said they were canceling, mm-hmm. I wanted to remind all the sponsors that 4-H hasn't been canceled. We from the beginning was hoping to be able to do something like this, that we were able to work through and get a plan of action in order to be able to allow these kids to exhibit their projects that they had been working on, you know, for quite a while.
Right.
So we kind of had a wait and see, but I now, just in the last couple weeks, we've gotten the go ahead from the NDSU Extension Office to say, yes, if you work through these guidelines and can follow, you know, the proper procedures and get things going, that you can have your 4-H contests, our livestock contests. And that's what we did, is we put together a plan of action, and we came up with a sort of a spread out kind of classes, and we got the go-ahead to go ahead and do this. But like I said, it's just been in the last couple of weeks, so it's been kind of crazy.
That's why we were lucky to get you locked down for a little bit here to talk about it. But
I wanted to promote this because the supporters are a huge part of our 4-H, and they are the ones that provide all the beautiful banners and the special awards that these kids really work for, and they work hard for, and then they have a goal that they're headed for.
Right.
So, yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure we can invite spectators. The contests that we are having are closed to just the 4-H members and the helpers and the judges.
Right.
Just because we're wanting to still maintain our social distancing and stay within our guidelines that we are given. So, sorry you can't come watch, but be sure and watch the paper and News Dakota, and I will be sending out, you know, different items, maybe not right away next week, but soon after, and hopefully we'll be able to get some pictures posted and that kind of thing.
We can still show support, of course. Like you said, maybe no spectators, but a lot of these contests still going on behind the scenes, and we'll make sure we follow, like you said, the paper, News Dakota, for those updates on that. Robin Barnes, again, is the Stutsman County 4-H coordinator, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And another thing you wanted to speak to, Robin, was the Fair Board. They're still showing their support for 4-H as well.
Right. The Stutsman County Fair Board sponsors and helps 4-H so much when we have the fair. They provided a lot of the expensive portion of our fair. And since they canceled the fair, they don't have the midway, they don't have the income, I explained to our 4-H'ers that, you know, you may not have this. All of the red, white, and blue ribbons that they receive, all of the grand and reserve ribbons that they receive, their premiums, and the judges' fees are covered by the fair board.
Amazing.
So we had a meeting, and they called me back a week ago and said, we have budgeted to be able to provide those for the 4-H contest.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Stutsman County Fair Board.
Yeah, they have always been very supportive, regardless of having a fair or not. I'm glad to see the 4-H is still able to continue doing what they do to the most normal they can.
Right. It's not the same.
Right.
But everybody is so excited to be able to do this at all that they're willing to work around and do what they have to do to be able to do this. So, yeah, it's they're all excited. We have a few families, you know, it's all up to them if they felt comfortable coming or not. And the regulations are there. They can do as much, you know, they can wear masks, they can wear gloves. It's entirely up to their preferences and how comfortable they feel with this. But we are following our guidelines and, you know, maintaining a special distance and just not getting too wild with things.
Right, right. Again, Robin Barnes joining us here on Let's Talk About It. 4-H, again, operating as well as they can here in Stutsman County. And again, we talk about the change in things and the different normal we're in right now. This was very exciting because another big part of the 4-H is the auctioning.
Right.
And it sounds like that's still going to happen as well.
Yes. The, you know, Friday night used to be the huge market premium livestock sale. We brought in an auctioneer and we had at least 100 people in the bleachers, and you know, all the kids that were in the market livestock brought their one animal through and they got bids for their premium. And it's an extra bit premium. They're not buying the animal.
Right. It's the premium.
Yes. Well, we couldn't figure out how we were going to do that because, you know, that just would be too many people in one small place, even though it is outdoors. And, you know, even though things have changed, maybe it could have been allowed now to plan it. We couldn't plan it because we didn't have those regulations at that time.
Right.
Talk to Orr Auctioneers. And Troy Orr has been very helpful. He said, let's do an online auction. They will help us get it set up. And we are going to promote our premium auction online at orrauctioneers.com. The sale will start July 8th and will start closing on July 13th.
Okay.
You can go on there and get a bid number and you can bid on the kids' projects there.
Awesome.
The livestock market projects. So we are excited to have that. It hopefully in the next few days, they're busy with an auction right now.
Right.
And I'm busy next week, but we kind of got information between us. So hopefully it'll be kind of on their website. And like you said, again, orrauctioneers.com. And just look at their auctions. And we should be on there fairly soon. And then bidding won't start until July 8th. And we'll have a picture of the animal and a little description for the bidders to bid on.
For sure. Well, that's going to be exciting for those who also look forward to going and bidding on the premiums, like you said.
Right.
So it's nice to know that that's happening in its special way. Again, orrauctioneers.com will be the place for that here in July. And then, Robin, one more thing we wanted to get to was an event is still coming up this Sunday, I believe.
Right. This Sunday. Usually we have county events. Last Sunday, we had our clothing review contest and our consumer decision-making contest, and we've gotten those out. We're able to get a contest for the kids, you know, that's usually done back in March.
Right.
Same with our communication arts and our Project Expo contest, and that will be held Sunday afternoon. So that kind of we kind of glommed them all together, but we figured we might as well just go for it and get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have quite a good number of kids that are going to participate in this on Sunday also.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for information on that coming out. Just want to say thank you to all the participants, all the parents for working with us so well, and all the judges that, you know, last minute calls, can you come judge for us, please?
Yeah.
Because there's always those last few that I didn't know we were going to have it or not, so I couldn't call and say, hey, can you judge? Because I don't know when.
No, I love, you know, it's so good to hear the support. And like you said, the last minute, the parents, the sponsors, the fair board, everybody, Orr Auctioneers stepping up and helping. Robin, if people have questions about everything we've talked about, what are some ways they can reach out to 4-H?
They can call the NDSU Extension Stutsman County office at 252-9030. NDSU Extension Stutsman County does have a Facebook page. I don't put a lot of 4-H stuff on there, but I am going to put the link for the Orr Auction. Once that gets set up, we will put that out on our Facebook page. We have the email NDSU Extension Stutsman County at ndsu.edu.
Yep.
So, or robin.barnes@ndsu.edu. That's my email. Give me a call. I'm always good to talk about 4-H. I don't ever get tired of that. It's so wonderful. I do get great support around here. I'm always amazed when people step up and, yep, right, I'll help, or it just let me know and I'll help. And it's great because the kids get so much out of this. It keeps the families sometimes say, this is so busy, but it's such good, busy work for them to do as a family. So it's a great program and I love promoting it.
Yeah, and it's so good to hear that it's still going as best it can right now. So, Robin, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.